So Father God, we thank you for this moment. We thank you for everything that you have done for us. We're standing here with grateful hearts. We're standing here with hearts that are filled with gratitude. Thank you for being a loving God. Thank you for being a strong God. Thank you for being a gracious Father. Thank you for being a merciful God. Thank you for being a promise-keeping God. Thank you for being a mountain-moving God. Thank you for being a promise-keeping God. Thank you for being a mountain-moving God. Thank you that you parted the Red Sea and you are still doing it today. Thank you for being our healer. Thank you for being our provider. Thank you for being our banner. Thank you for being our peace. Thank you for being our shalom. Thank you for being everything to us. And we have come to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We have nothing else but thank you in our hearts. We say may you receive the glory. May you receive all of the honor. May you receive all of the praise. Tonight we don't lift up any other name but the name of Jesus. We lift up no other name but the name of Jesus. We have come here as your people to testify of your goodness. We have come here as your people to testify of how wonderful you are. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for keeping your promises. Thank you for covering us. Thank you for shielding us. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for being a God we can depend on. Thank you, God.
The Bible says, great is the Lord, and He's greatly to be praised. Because of His greatness, He is greatly to be praised. So we're going to testify today. Is it okay if we allow our praise to match His greatness? Can we allow our praise to match His greatness? What we
want to say,
please, as loud as you can. Gizotula mancha, gizotula mancha.